heard something, didn't you?
Yeah, I had an evening to myself. I didn't have a wife or a child around, so I said, you know what?
A blessed existence.
I'm going to get out of the house for a few hours, and I'm just going to enjoy myself.
Good for you. Living life on your terms.
I'm going to get some dinner out on the town.
Liquid dinner.
I asked if Mike was interested in coming, and of course he declined.
Well, I didn't know you were going downtown. Well, not downtown, but
downtown.
Into the city.
I didn't go into
the
city.
Plus, you know, I just don't like, I try to avoid
drinking. I didn't go into the city. What are you talking about?
But technically, that's the city.
I went to Swallow at the Hollow. It's like 10 minutes from my house. Right there. York Road and Northern Parkway. Shout out Swallow at the Hollow. Had some of their wings.
What's up?
Had a beer. And yeah, there was a couple sitting next to me. I sat at the bar, and there was a couple sitting next to me. I took a picture of them. You want to see it, Speaks?
Sure.
I'll show you guys. And God, they were rich. They lived like in the area, like Roland Parkish, and you could just tell by what they were talking about, like artwork and like restoring cars. And this woman was just a piece of work. And they were just bickering about everything. And the guy looks very familiar. I don't know where I know him from. But that was them.
And oh, God.
Yeah, you could tell they got money, right? You could just tell.
Yeah, the green sweater, the collar.
Yeah, God. Yes, yes.
Her Vanderpump haircut.
And they were married,
haircut.
And everything he said, she would just, like, say the opposite and just bicker, bicker, bicker. And I just sat there for, like, an hour and listened to these people. They talked about, like, getting a new car and the gas you put in a car and premium gas. And, you know, but premium gas doesn't make any difference.
Well,
you do know that. No, you have a sports car. Robert told me that premium gas does not even make a difference.
Robert's an idiot.
So I don't know why you would spend your money on all that extra premium gas when it's not even making any money. You know what? Oh, they argued. There was one thing they argued about. Don't tell me you don't go there. Don't tell me you don't go there. You know what?
Where do I go? Where do you tell me I'm going?
The other day, she saw you walking into Zen West.
She's got
so
a hair.
Don't tell me you don't go there because you know what? I know you do.
I drive by it. And you know what? It's a Dodge Stratus.
But then she would go like this. But you know what? It's okay that you do because that's fine. People are able to live their life.
God.
But you know what? Just don't tell me that you don't because I know.
God,
because
you just want Leatherface
Rebecca
to just run in with
us. On Wednesday, going in there.
Ugh. Now, and let me ask, how close are you to them? What's the proximity?
I'm right next to them.
You're right next to them. So, from me to you?
I'm at the bar. And they are
so
the next
right.
couple.
And they're still jaw-jacking like that.
Well, they weren't, like, loud. They were just kind of...
But audible.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, like in a restaurant... You have a conversation and
people. That's a Pasadena
ass maneuver. And a lot of times
maneuver.
It's that selective hearing where you're only listening to the person that you're talking to. But I had no one to talk to.
Just you.
So I'm just sitting there by myself like a loser because Mike bailed on me.
That's hurtful.
So I was just sitting there by myself, you know, eating and drinking by myself because I have no friends and I'm a loser.
Oh.
But so I could hear everything they were saying. And it was, wow, it was good, man. It was entertaining.
That's funny, man. Now, did you see the conclusion of it, or did you leave before they left?
It wasn't like a big argument. This is just the way they communicate.
Can you tell that was just the way they lived? They just lived this miserable
and
hell.
And the guy was so good at it. He kind of just was so used to it that he just...
This is his life.
He just kind of rolled with it. And I'm like, man, this woman is a piece of work, and this guy is just a ninja of...
Ugh.
Just dealing with it.
Just sucking the life out of him.
But it didn't even seem like he was sucking the life out of him. It seems like he just resigned to the fact that this is the way he lived. And it seems like he finds happiness in other ways.
Yeah, inside of his secretary's drawers.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
kind of whatever pool boy decides to be a little bi-curious that day.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything. I'm like, there was no one major salacious thing.
But just a bunch of pinpricks the whole way through.
It was just a lot of, like.
Yeah, they should keep that. They should keep that behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Don't bring that out into the open.
Apparently,
like
bought a piece of furniture that she was going to, like. He was getting a car restored. Really? You're going to get that car restored?
Yes.
What kind of... She
it's
said,
a
like,
very nice car.
She said this. What kind of man?
Oh.
What kind of man? Like, right to him. I was like, whoa.
Might as well just...
You are vicious.
Eavesdropping.
Yeah, I was out at the...
What the hell did you hear?
I was out, had some wings last night, and sitting at the bar by myself. So I was in prime eavesdropping mode. Right next to me at the bar was a older couple, appeared to have money, and just bickered the entire time.
Oof.
This woman was insufferable.
410-338-1098. Years ago, I was sitting at the Einstein Bagels next to Verizon, York Road, across from Nautilus Diner, and I just heard a mom and her daughter, and the daughter was like in her 30s, and mom was in her 60s, and she's like jokingly, laughingly commenting on how much she'd like to have her husband killed.
Ah!
Now, not like plotting, planning, wow, how do I get a hitman or anything. This, I tell you, he just gets me so angry sometimes. I just, oh, if there's a way. If there's a way, I can just make him go away. I mean, I'm just saying, if there's a way, then, you know, if somebody knew where I can get one of those kind of things. And then she sees me just quietly eating or whatever. She goes, don't you repeat a word of this, young man. Like, oh, I'm not even listening. Not even. Oh, I'm listening the entire time. 410-338-1098. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Karen Parkville. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
How are you doing?
Hello.
What'd you overhear? Good.
What's that?
What'd you overhear?
So I was actually, it was the last appointment at a doctor on a Friday, and he excused himself from the room but didn't shut the door all the way, and I overheard his conversation, and it clearly was a drug deal, just by the verbiage, the tone of the call. And then he comes back into the room, and he's like, I'm sorry, I had to take that. That was the pharmacy.
Oh, do you think you might have misheard something, or... Like, what was the language used?
No.
Like, I'll meet you out back. It'll be a brown paper bag near the dumpster.
I don't remember the exact verbiage he used, but, I mean, you know, I could just tell by the tone of the call and the things that he was saying, I'm 99% sure that it was a drug deal.
Nice. Oh,
wow.
Well, hey, you know.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
We need the name of that doctor.
Plot twist. It was a pediatrician. Let's go to... Tim in Elkridge has a comment about what you saw. Scott, Tim, good morning.
Morning. Number one, shout out to Scott. Far by yourself. I can definitely relate. Always fun.
Yeah.
But you always kind of sometimes look for those bickering couples or whatever, and you kind of lock eyes with one of them and just wait for them to engage you and get you involved. So at some point, one of them hates you, but then you take the other side, and then they hate you. But you kind of give them a different perspective at the end of it.
Damn, you get involved.
Yeah.
Is this something you do?
You become a participant.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't help it. They're bickering. You're talking to the whole damn bar like, dude, I wanted to sit here, drink my beer, eat my burger, and watch some ESPN or something. And you're fussing about some ding-dong in their hair or whatever their problem is, whatever.
Yeah,
I can't help but get engaged if you're overtaking everything.
But it wasn't that loud. They're masters at this.
They've done this before.
Yeah, this is what they do.
This wasn't like some Pasadena vape shop screaming match where...
Right, this wasn't something that was out of the ordinary and they got into like a big argument. This was just how they interacted and it was awful.
I'm sorry, I keep saying Pasadena. I saw this happen in Pasadena with two people yelling at each other in front of crowds of people like 8 feet apart. You want to see some good public bickering? May I suggest the Avenue in Hamden? Right on that Royal Farms corner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk to... Ooh, Krista. Getting salty here. Krista in Towson, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, Krista?
I'm great. A few years ago, my husband and I were having lunch on a Saturday afternoon at a Mexican restaurant in Parkville.
Nice.
And we overhear this couple, probably in their mid-20s. Actually, I don't even think they were a couple. I think they were just friends, talking about swinging. And it was loud, and it was graphic. And I don't think my husband and I said one word to each other the entire time.
You didn't need to.
Yes.
We're just kicking each other under the table.
Yeah. Oh,
listening to this. And they were several booths away. It was that loud.
All right, now first I'm going to f*** him, and then you're going to f*** him, and then we're going to get guacamole.
Did he make any comments in the car afterwards? Like when you guys were finally out of earshot of them in the
car. Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Did John Quinones come out at any point and go, we saw you overhearing them talk about swinging. Now, at any point did you think about joining in?
We were like little schoolgirls the second we walked out. We were like, oh, my God, did you believe that? Did you hear that? They're talking about possibilities and who's a candidate and why not.
Wow, they were like going, yeah, they're having like a swinging draft.
Yeah, yes, that's hilarious. In the 2017 Who Wants to My Wife draft, the number one pick From Cockeysville, Maryland, Timonium is Scott Reardon.
With a length of 8 inches.
Yes, Scott Reardon has been picked by the University of Justin to his wife. Let's go to... Mike, write that down. We're going to record that. Let's go to Ryan in Dundalk. Ryan, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hello.
Not too bad. Actually, I think I was the part of the couple that girl Kristen was just talking about.
Oh, wow.
Just saying.
So you heard eavesdropped on something. What did you eavesdrop on?
Oh, so we're sitting in a popular diner in the Dundalk area there, and me and my wife were having lunch. You know, Saturday, nothing out of the ordinary. Well, there was a group of elderly women, I'd say probably in their mid-60s, maybe 70s, you know, having that girls' day lunch or whatever. But the conversation just riveted me because it was 100% about sex toys.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Okay.
100%. And it wasn't just like they were talking about it. They were talking about uses for them.
Oh.
They were talking about what they, you know, stuff they'd never heard of. And it was almost like they were going through like an Adam and Eve catalog, and they were picking stuff out and going, oh, that would be, what do you do with that? What do you do with that? And then they're asking each other, they're like, have you ever heard of this? How would you use it? Where would you put it? I can't believe they make something like that.
Where would you, how much gas does this one take? Does it have a pull start? Do I need to get the extended warranty? That's a good eavesdrop. Let's move away from the sex and move towards the cash. Al, Port Deposit, what did you eavesdrop on? Oh, did he bounce? Okay, long story short, he overheard a $1 million deal, apparently.
What?
Let's go to, apparently Mike in Towson also goes to the same spot you do, and this might be a regular occurrence. Good
they
morning,
seem
Mike.
Like they were regulars.
How you doing, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, man? Shout out Swallow.
Shout out Swallow with Hollow.
My wife and I, we try to go there usually like once a week average. I'm like addicted to the Honey Ghost Wing.
So am I.
Anyway, but it's usually like, I mean, God, it's happened a lot since I've been there. It's usually like the upper echelon, like Roland Park looking couple.
That's exactly
and
what
the ladies
were.
The ladies like just bantering at the dude, you know what I mean? Like, and the last time there was like a younger kid, he might have been like 13, like their son, and they were arguing so bad, like the kid looks like he was like about to start crying. Like, you know, the wife was like, she looked like she had a couple glasses of Chardonnay or whatever, like just giving this guy crap.
I think it's the same exact couple.
Dude, it's probably the same couple.
Because that's what she was drinking. She was drinking Chardonnay. It was a white wine. And she was just putting him back. And she was just laying into this dude. And I was like... And like I said, the dude wasn't even fazed.
He just bounced off of him.
He was just numb to it. And it just kind of rolled right off his back. And he knew that when he got home, he would just like go downstairs. And it was just, yes, I took a picture of him. I want to send this guy like a picture.
You got to become a regular there. You need to start going in because they're probably regulars also.
Oh, yeah.
Start going in and mapping that out. And one day, get him on the show.